This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Haiti, the number of casualties is still not clear after more than 2 days after the hurricane. Throughout the Caribbean, about 26 people so far are reported dead. Matthew struck the Bahamas overnight, is now on track for Florida's east coast, where millions right now are being asked to move inland. Even when the government helps with shelter, evacuations can be expensive for families. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace reports.
When I reached Warren Mercereau in South Carolina, he was sitting in the car with his wife in a huge traffic jam. And he said, remember that Clash song?
Should I stay or should I go? That's what goes on in people's minds.
They decided to go. Finding a kennel for their dog and two cats was the trickiest part of evacuating so far.
It took about 10 different calls.
For some families, the cost of up and leaving is just too much. Susan Cutter heads the Vulnerability Research Institute at the University of South Carolina.
They can't afford a hotel. They can't afford to get in their car.
Numbers are hard to find, but one study in North Carolina found that each time they had to evacuate, families spent between $150 and $500, and that was 17 years ago. Today, the states are providing buses, and there will be shelters. The much larger costs kick in when a storm does actually hit. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.